Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
April means pro football.
I mean, here's a guy that criticizes everybody, whoever they take. He's got the answers to who you should take and who you shouldn't take.
I don't do a ton of research.
In my knowledge of him, he's never ever put on a jock strap. He's never been a coach. He's never been a scout. He's never been an administrator. And all of a sudden, he's an expert.
Well, I think we do a decent job for guys who suck.
This is a Draft Week edition of Dirt and Spray.
Brought to you by Crunch Fitness. Celebrating 35 years of fitness with a party on Tuesday, April 30th from 4 to 7 p.m. at Aloha, Beaverton, Division Center, and Vancouver Plaza.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080. The Fan.
All right, 6:02 in the Rose City. Time for Dirt and Sprague on Portland sports leader 1080. The Fan. Oh, happy draft day, everybody. Happy Thursday. Good morning.
What is happening? 10 hours, 59 minutes, 44 seconds till the NFL draft.
I don't know when I developed the sickness.
When you got the fever?
But I've been catching it this year. I think this draft is going to be awesome. I haven't even had one cup of coffee yet. And, like, it's flowing through my veins jacked up right now.
This is the only day of the draft that I will watch or pay attention to. I'm not a Friday through Sunday guy. I don't know about you guys.
But I don't dabble much on the weekend, but I'll turn on a little Friday.
Okay.
Not watch it all the way through.
Yeah.
And then I'll probably go through, see the local guys that got picked later in the rounds.
Sure.
Or surprise, you know, hey, that guy fell way down compared to where I thought he'd be at the start of the college football season.
Bo Nix was a sixth round pick. What the hell happened? Yeah, I'll track and see where guys go over the next 3 days. But there's something about the Thursday opening round of the NFL draft.
Oh, that it feels great.
It's just amazing. It's a nice reprieve. It's a reminder of how much we love football. And in a year like this where there's utter chaos and you don't know what's going to happen, dude, I cannot wait for tonight.
I'm cutting my cable.
You're officially doing that.
Yeah.
I contemplated doing it. Get what happened to me last night. We have two TVs in the house. I know, humble brag. We're very rich. I was going to ask only two? No, we have more than that, but two that we use usually.
Okay.
And I only have one cable box, though. And so last night I was feeding the kid in the room without the cable box, watching the Oilers and Kings game.
So you were streaming.
But I was Xfinity streaming it because I didn't connect the dots to TBS and TNT Max. It's all the same thing. I could have just watched it on Max, but I didn't connect the dots. So I'm Xfinity streaming the game. He gets done feeding, put him down at like 8:45. I'm like, dude, I'm toast. Turn the TV off, watch like 5 minutes of it on my iPad in bed, pass out, go to sleep. I wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning to a loud conversation of people, and it terrified me.
Like people just talking back and forth.
And it took me like 45 seconds to like unclog the gutter and realize that somehow my phone started playing TBS again with no video, just the audio.
Oh, yeah.
TV wasn't on.
Was the screen locked?
Screen was locked.
Yeah, that's
there was
why.
No lights, and I'm just like, yeah. I'm waking up like, what? And it was an episode of Modern Family, and I'm like, these voices are familiar. What is happening? And last night when I got woke up at 2 o'clock by Xfinity Stream, I thought about canceling cable too.
Who was talking, by the way? What was the dialogue? Do you know the characters?
I don't know the characters. What are the two gay guys?
Yeah.
It was them. They were bickering about something.
They have great scenes.
Great dialogue.
Just fantastic
but
stuff.
But when it's voices that are out of nowhere, it's at 2 in the morning. That's what you, it's not an alarm. I'm like, just like, who's in the house? What's happening? Why are there gay guys here? And it was my phone playing Xfinity Stream.
Are gay guys in my bedroom?
What is going on here, dude? I'm confused, man.
That's great.
So I'm contemplating cutting too.
I got some news that led me to further validate the elimination of Comcast cable.
Sure, I think I know.
I think you know what I'm saying without saying it.
Yeah.
And I just, quite frankly, as somebody who's gone from cable to stream to cable, I've done the snip, snap, snip, snap. the streaming for the cable company, I just can't believe how behind they are in 2024.
Yes.
I mean, you can't watch it outside of your Wi-Fi network. What are we doing with that? I mean, it's pretty easy to let me stream wherever I go.
Well, yes, DirecTV fixed that. That's why you got to go with the satellite stream and not the Xfinity
stream. See, I'm probably going to go back to my old great friend, my beloved lover, the love of my life that we broke up and I married somebody else and I became kind of unhappy and she's single again, so I'm going to date her, YouTube TV. She's calling my name. They give you quad box action. They've got the NFL Red Zone. Like, you can watch it anywhere at any time. It's the best. And I'm not getting paid by them to say that. I've long missed them, and I went back to cable for obvious Blazer reasons. And, well, now at this point, I'm just going to go YouTube TV.
You're that done with the Blazers? It's like, we'll figure it out. We'll find a way. Because that's the only thing YouTube TV doesn't have, right?
That's the only, like, well, that and the Pac-12 network. But, again, piss off.
Yeah. Well, what about the CW? If the Beavs are on CW next year,
I'll find a way. I'm not going to center my cable selection
on esports fandoms.
Yeah. I think that would kind of be ludicrous, especially college football. It's a one a week event.
Yeah. It's just Saturdays.
One event a week.
Yeah.
And like, I can find a friend or I'll just go to I have a Beav dive bar up the road at my house.
You guys are overthinking this. You literally need an antenna to get CW. It's channel 30.
Dude, I can't.
Over
right.
the air.
You're right.
I can't do that.
Come on, guys.
I can't do that.
But the quality's not going to be
like
as
nice. It's like going back and playing a PS1, dude.
No.
I can't. Come on.
Guys,
I got good
twisted
graphics.
Twisted metal.
I got good graphics now. I can't go back to bad graphics. I can't do it.
Quick look into the Schultze household. So we stream.
Yeah.
We've got like all the HBO Max at Netflix, our parents pay for like half of them. It's awesome. DirecTV stream is
this
our...
is why I think you're still 20-something. When you say something like that.
No, there's different services that like we'll pay for, but like my dad has always had DirecTV. So, and then
you share the login.
Yeah, and he had it before we got into the realm of streaming. Now they're here.
Sure.
So, yeah, he uses it, and it's amazing. And I actually had to teach him, hey, Dad, you're on the coast. You can stream DirecTV.
You can do this.
Yeah, no, but anyways, there's like a plethora of services that we use, but we still have the antenna just in the main TV room, like with our kitchen and everything, just so we can get, you know, 2, 4, 6, 8, and 32. I can watch 1080 The Fan from 3 to 4 with primetime. And I can watch my Beavers. I don't have to stream diddly. It's good.
Your Beavers.
It costs $15.
He's a big Beaver fan.
Are you back on our side now?
He's a big Beaver fan.
Are you a Beaver fan now?
It's his identity.
Are you?
He's going back to his roots.
You've ditched the yellow and the green?
I'm
Pack two! Pack two!
Let the pack live forever!
Yeah, look at that, huh? Our Beavers.
Now,
excited.
What's the quality of the rabbit ears? What kind
very
of...
Good.
Yeah, very good.
Very good? You got to
point it. You yanking my chain, Schultze?
Is it 4K?
It's, yeah.
With rabbit
4K
ears?
Rabbit ears?
Yes, because it's a digital signal, y'all. Wow.
I want you to go home today.
I'll believe you. I'm stunned.
When you get home today,
yeah.
Turn on one of the rabbit ear channels, and I want photo evidence of the quality of this picture, okay?
Sounds good.
That's what I want.
My uncle had rabbit ears on his TV that extended all the way up to his ceiling.
Yeah.
And I remember asking him, Uncle Chuck, why are your rabbit ears so tall? He goes, because the taller your rabbit ears, the better reception I'm going to get.
You're damn right.
I'm like, is that a real thing? He's like, well, I think it is.
It sounds good to me. Remember when you used to have to play video games, you used to have to go to channel 3 to turn it on?
Oh, yeah.
Back in the day. Why was that? How did that technology? That makes no sense to me.
I once in a while will change the input on my television to still see the snow.
Just the static.
Remember the snow?
Just to feel it.
Black and white all over the place.
Basket in.
That means you guys tried to watch the old porn channels like in between like the waves, you know? Like,
I didn't try. I did.
Okay. I mean,
channel 17 and a half.
I've never related Schultze with an opening of a movie scene more than American Pie when he's basically like, oh, that's a boob. That was literally what I would do.
Yeah. The rabbit ears, the snow, in between channels.
Yes.
It's funny with the streaming or the paying for things. I've now gone, like, my parents have helped me out so much in my life that I now go the opposite and I give them my logins. It's like a pay it forward thing.
I'm paying for Netflix for my little brother and my mom right now.
And my brother always tells me I'm done with Netflix. I'm not doing this anymore. And then I'm like, okay. And then all of a sudden I'll get a text of like, hey, what's your Netflix login again? Like once a month I'll get that text. Can you send me that password again? And then I get an update from Netflix. It's like, do you want to have another household stream your account? And I'm like, all right, this is great. Another $20 a month.
The awkward part is if you have any family conflicts, and I know you're lucky, and I always tell my wife this about Dirty, he's very lucky not to have real serious family conflict within like his close circle of family. Yeah.
There's a lot on the outskirts, not in the nuclear family.
Yeah. I don't have that situation. And no, so the awkward part is when your Netflix is being shared, you're the one paying for it, and you go, changing the password. We're not telling everybody on this Netflix account.
Oh, that move. Yeah, it's always fun.
And they're just going to get an update during the middle of a show. Please log in. What?
You always get the text from the ex, you up? And it's not about a hookup. It's about the Netflix.
The Netflix login?
Yeah.
Well, can somebody explain the psychos to me who rent a place? Like you get an Airbnb, a VRBO, and they have smart TVs that then leave their login information on the TVs.
That's crazy.
Those psychos, I want to know what's going on that you just thought that. Did you forget?
I think they forgot to log out.
Just
that's
in a rush to leave?
Yeah, that's what that was. They just forgot to log out. They turned the television off. They woke up. They packed the crap. They got the hell out of
there. Got to get out of here.
Yeah. Bring your own Roku or Amazon Fire Stick.
We've done that before.
Yeah, you just bring it with you. It's great.
Not that hard to do. It's also you can log in and then log out of your account. It's a very simple thing to do.
I'm always a little disappointed. I know, like, I go to the coast a lot, so if we go to the coast, the channels... as much as I've been to the coast and watched television at the coast, you'd think I'd memorize their channels the way I've memorized our channels, but I haven't. But I'm always disappointed when they don't have a cable option. We went to the beach and it was March Madness was happening. I was like, oh, they better have cable. Luckily they did. So we had all the Turner channels and the CBS, and so we were good. But I'm always a little bummed if there's no kind of cable package at my rental place.
The Max showing of sports, Max now, the app doing that, absolute game changer for me.
It's nice to take an iPad knowing you can just open it, turn it on if it's a Turner-related thing.
And to your point about the streaming quality, sometimes, like, if I tried to... I was streaming that game on TBS last night on Xfinity Stream, and it was... I mean, the quality's fine on the TV, and then you turn it on Max, night and day difference. Explain that one to me.
Well, my guess, and maybe I'm wrong here, you were probably watching... Was it TBS, you said?
It was TBS.
You were probably watching 755 on your stream.
No, it wasn't. It was the...
It was the 1200, 1300?
It was the 1200, whatever that channel was.
All right.
Because it automatically, when you pull it up on stream, on the TV, will automatically, even if you click like channel 55, it automatically goes to the 4K channel. And it just wasn't the same quality.
Okay.
Blew me away, man.
I feel like that Max has kind of rolled everybody in perfectly or brought everybody in with this beta of TBS and all their sports.
Yeah, smart move.
Well, because it's beta, which means they are at some point going to charge for this. They're going to add it, like a $15, $20 a month package. And you all are being like, oh, this is nice having it on the iPad. Damn, they just got another $20 from me.
I mean, you're not wrong. Somebody's saying, by the way, too, that the CW is on YouTube.
Oh, great. So I haven't been on YouTube in years. I didn't remember what their...
You can watch Winterhawk playoff games. Let's go.
I want to watch my co-host call hockey.
You haven't been on YouTube in years, but you watch YouTube TV?
No. I'm saying I haven't had YouTube TV for like 2 to 3 years.
Oh.
I used to have it and share it because YouTube TV, the cool thing you could do with that is you can... Last time I checked, I haven't done it in a while. I believe it was $75 a month. You could split it with up to 5 people. So everybody has their own cable version of YouTube TV.
And that's still the thing? They're not going Netflix on your ass, like different addresses? We're going to crack down on this?
I'll let you know if you're interested, because, man, $244 a month is...
It's steep.
And then I stupidly thought I could write it off on my tax... I printed all this stuff out. I brought it to my tax person. And I walked in there as if I knew I could write it off. And I said, here you go. She went, you're not a 1099 employee. I go, nope. She goes, can't write it off. I went, awesome.
Cool. Thank you.
Glad I got all the channels this year.
I upgraded my package this year.
I did.
So I could write it off on my taxes.
I kind of got hoity-toity. I was like, oh, I'm going to take that channel and that channel and that package.
Discovery plus and minus channel. I want that one too.
You guys got a mic at home and a camera. Just start a sole proprietorship and write it off that way. Your tax person did not do you very much help.
Schultzy, I learned a lot of stuff this year doing taxes. Yes.
Yeah. We checked a lot of boxes.
I went to a chain. I go to a chain to do my taxes. One, I'm too stupid to do them at my house by myself. And two, I never book the private, you know, solo tax person working on their own. I just panic and go to the chain. The chain texts me, hey, is your appointment still good? And I'm like, yeah, let's do it. Great.
So you maximize your finances right there.
Oh, me and my wife were got in the car. We're like, we're doing so many things wrong right now.
Taxes suck. You're not wrong.
It's an absolute pain in the ass. You usually wait until the last couple of weeks and you're like, all right, I got to get this done. The clock is running. I got 2 weeks left. We need to finish this. And you get it done as quickly as possible. I'm fascinated how this is going to work. I'm very eager to also follow your journey.
Maybe we're splitting.
I didn't watch the Blazers at all last year, and I had cable.
I heard that a lot. I've had a lot of people tell me.
Too worried about missing their games next year.
I had somebody yesterday that I would classify as big Blazer fan that cares deeply. And I know you won't believe me when I say that. Tell me, I can't handle that kind of openly being bad. I watched two games, and it just, I looked at them, or I didn't look at them physically, but I was like,
two games.
Wow, I'm not going to be able to talk Blazers next year on my radio show.
I got two in, nope, I'm done.
They're going to be worse next year.
That's all I need.
Wait till they trade Ant and Jeremy and Malcolm, and they're like, hey, Cooper, flag.
We need the number one pick, baby, let's do it.
Let's get the best three odds.
Or wait till they don't.
I mean, yeah, they're probably not.
They lost the coin flip, so like at this point, they don't get it. We don't get any nice things. I've said that for years.
Yeah, the other thing, too, is that how long are they even going to be en route? I know they desperately want out of that TV deal. The Kraken want out of that TV deal. Like, so if you get something there, too, maybe YouTube TV, wherever channel they go to, maybe that's on there. And
I'm canceling my cable is what I'll say to what you're saying.
Okay.
That's all I'm going to say.
We're not too fearful of that.
If the Blazers are smart, they'll do what the Phoenix Suns did, and their owner, Joe Tsai, said, we're just putting it out on a local channel for free. We're going to make up that revenue through ticket sales. I mean, the Blazers won't. They're terrible right now.
No.
But eventually, they could make it up through ticket sales and through other, you know, memorabilia, other stuff like that.
You need a rich invested owner to do that.
Well, that's enough Blazer talk on NFL draft day. I really am excited today, Andrew.
I am too.
We have a lot to get to. We might have a guest at 7:30. I'll have to text the individual. It's a wild card situation because they're in Detroit. It's Will Birchfield. Birchie the Kid over there at 97.1 The Ticket covers the Lions for the station, our sister station 97.1 The Ticket in Detroit. I want to talk to him about what it's like to have the NFL draft in your city. And also the Lions made some massive signings yesterday and might be a team trading and being a bit active in the draft. So our very own Penei Sewell got his $100 million deal. Highest paid lineman in the NFL right now.
Character concerns, though, coming out of college.
Oh,
I don't know. I don't know if I'd take him with a first-round pick. Character concerns. He might have to slip. I don't know how I feel about him.
Albert Breer should have to send out a tweet saying, I was wrong.
That was Albert Breer that did that?
It was Albert Breer that reported that people were telling him there were character issues. When that happens, you should say, hey, I was wrong, and we'll move right on.
Yeah, or a team told me to say that because they wanted him to drop in the draft,
probably.
And I tarnished his character for about 48 hours because an NFL team asked me to do it.
Well, we have a lot to get into with the NFL draft. Let's start something I heard yesterday that I want to ask you about, Dirt. We'll start there, Dirt and Sprague on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, welcome back in. Schultz in for Swigard. Swigard is taking a much-needed vacation to Austin, Texas. So this song is actually pretty fitting for that.
No, dude, get right to the meat.
Good to have you in, Schulte.
Schulte's brought his meat.
Thanks, guys. You know, I always seem to hit crazy nuke parlays right before I come into work with you.
That was a big one last night.
Boy, six hundo on a $2 bet?
$675 off a $2 bet, man.
How tempted were you to go instead of Heat plus 14.5 Celtics money line?
No, you mean Heat money line.
No, I know. He took Heat plus 14.5. I'm saying, like, everybody thought the Celtics were going to win because every pick was a favorite, basically.
The Celtics wouldn't have added any value. I think it was like a minus 900 money line bet.
That's true. The 14.5 is just such a big number. Okay. I mean, those are the kinds of perfect, like, lines that you put in parlays because there's such a, it's like, it's all.
I mean, they did lose game one by like 30 points.
No, but he's right, though. That's so many. The odds say that, like, more likely than not, Eric Spoelstra will have a team at least lose by 10 or less.
You would think.
I got like 0.02% chance to win it anyways, so what do? You try to get the most value for your $2 that you... It's
it worked
more,
out.
It was a lot of entertainment value for $2, although that would have sucked if I ended up losing. I was gripping during that Braves 10th inning. I'm like, come on, get the base hit! And they did.
They did. Come on, chop on, baby.
They didn't let you down.
Woo!
I don't want to play revisionist history. You want a massive parlay. How many legs was it again?
12.
12-leg parlay. You will probably never hit a 12-leg parlay in the next 4 years. Just the odds of that say that that's not very common.
Ooh, Schulte is saying he can do it again.
He did have kind
he
of
gave a little bit of a...
Well, that's no. Not saying I could do it again. That was my second one in 14 months. I was on the air the day after the last one. So no, you're probably right. It's
so
gonna
over
be like
a year before a you hit the next one, right?
It's gonna be a decade.
It's like 10 years. Yeah.
But imagine if you would have sprinkled that Heat money line into that bitch.
Oh,
it would have been $1,000 win on a $2 bet.
You don't have balls to do that, though. Nobody thought they were going to win that game.
Not
last
a soul.
Night.
Not no, a soul.
No. You just think you're flushing your $2 down the toilet. There's no chance I'm winning this.
No, that is the thought that I had. It was
actually pretty funny to watch that. I don't root for the Heat. I think the Heat are going to lose the series in 5. I won't back off of that one. But I did respond in the second quarter to a tweet Danny sent out, basically S-talking the Heat. The Heat fans saw that, and they let me know at the end of that game how they felt about me, which was kind of funny, actually.
You got the Heat fans and Clipper fans coming at you on social media?
Well, Clipper fans, right now, they're a little nervous.
They're not feeling good.
I don't think they want me, because I'd have been right on two things. One, Dallas winning that series, and two, Kawhi missed game one with an injury and didn't look good in game two. They poo-pooed both those things to me on Twitter. So I might have to respond to those 11-year-olds once the Mavericks...
Give it a couple more games. Let's see how it goes in Dallas as the series shifts back to Big D. I didn't watch the first three quarters of that game because I just assumed that it was going to be a blowout. And then I checked the score at the end of the third quarter and I thought, oh boy, we gotta go find a TV here and watch the end of this. Look, the Celtics are going to be fine in this series. It just backs up the opinion that they're playoff frauds. It backs up that opinion that they're not a trustworthy team, that every year in the postseason there's something wonky that happens.
You don't think Miami's just maybe...
Dude, they don't have Jimmy
knows.
Butler. They're an 8 seed. They're barely above 500.
They also shot 62% from 3. You're not going to lose very many games and you shoot 62%.
How many of those were just bad defense because the Celtics thought they could roll out? And I didn't watch the first three quarters, so I don't know how many of them were wide open. So you go ahead and answer that question. But if you shoot that percentage from 3, like... Not all of those were contested. You can't tell me you're shooting 65% from 3 with all contested threes.
I think one of my favorite things about doing this show with you is how we've both grown as sports viewers and fans and how you've openly said, now I'm going to watch the NBA.
Yeah.
And then you also say, I didn't watch 3 of the 4 quarters.
No, I'm giving you
how
my takes.
How many of those were bad defense? You're quite literally asking. It sounds rhetorical, but you're actually asking me.
Literally asking
you. Because you didn't watch it.
They took 43 three-pointers and shot 53% from 3.
Yeah.
How many of those 23 makes were wide open?
They had a lot of good looks.
That's bad defense.
They also, just in fuego, everybody was hitting their threes.
You're going to have those games.
I think I've come up with this. You did a Quake take that was probably on the Richter scale, a 3.8 on Devin Booker.
I think everybody ended up agreeing with me. I was a little bummed by that. I wanted some pushback, trying to, you know, rattle everybody's cage a little bit.
I'm not going to give you a Quake take per se, but I think I've nailed down a comp. as we open with NBA, and I didn't want to open with the NBA. I actually had NFL on my show sheet here.
I mean, that's an embarrassing loss,
dude. It's pathetic.
You don't have Jimmy Butler. You lost by 10 at home.
Do you want to know how pathetic it was?
Yeah.
I turned on WEEI on the Odyssey app to hear the call-ins on the postgame. Phil and Southie, go. Well, let me tell you. Fire Joe Mazzulla into the sun.
This team blows.
You'll be back.
Tatum has a noodle arm. No, it was funny to listen to the calls. I finally got the comp nailed down. I'm not doing a player thing. I'm not going to say so-and-so, though you know my text about Tatum to you yesterday. I felt that way for a while.
Yeah.
I'm tired. I'm exhausted of putting this guy in the top five of the NBA. I keep listening. Yeah, listen to all the national pod. Gotta have Tatum in the first team All-NBA. They won 65 games. No, you don't. He's not a top five player in this league.
Did he close on one of those out?
No. This team, do you know who this team is?
Who?
They could win the title this year.
They could.
This team is the 04 Pistons. They're not the Nuggets. They're not the Lakers. They're not the Spurs. They're not the Bulls. This team is a very well-constructed team, very put together, very balanced. They're the Pistons in 04. Think about that. Chauncey, Hall of Fame, all-star level basketball player, probably what Jason Tatum's going to be. Rip Hamilton, one of the best two guards in the NBA for like a 4 or 5 year stretch.
Yeah.
Jaylen Brown. Rasheed Wallace. See Kristaps Porzingis. I mean, you just go through the roster and it's like a lot of really good players. I'm not sure there's a great player in there. Just a very put together good team. A team full of, you know, top 20 guys. There's probably 3 to 4 of them on the team. You go to top 30, there's probably 5. So, yeah. like, a very well-constructed team. I don't know if they'll win a championship. They certainly still can. But I think they comp the most to the 04 Pistons than they do any other situation because I don't think they have a true alpha, number one, lockdown, gonna rip your heart out guy. I think it's a collective.
They hope and they want it to be Tatum. And then you get example after example after example in the postseason with Boston of Jaylen Brown being the better player.
He was a lot
this year.
He was
better last night.
He took a step this year. I'll say that.
He was better in the NBA Finals when they lost to Golden State and Tatum disappeared. Like, excuse me, he has largely been their big guy in big moments. And he's the guy they want to trade. He's the guy that they wonder, should we ship him out to get Tatum a better running mate? Tatum's supposed to be the guy. And you have all these playoff examples where he's not. If they win 64 games this year, which I would argue is largely aided by the horrendous bottom half of the Eastern Conference. The bottom half of the Eastern Conference is an absolute utter joke, and they get to play all those teams twice, and that's going to benefit you a little bit when it comes win-loss record-wise at the end of the year. I am rooting like hell against Boston just to see the sheer panic.
Oh, it'd be hilarious.
If they don't even make it to the finals this year, that is an epic failure. There's nobody in the East that should scare you. New York is the epitome of the team that you just explained. Brunson's a good player, but get out of here. He's not top five, top 10 guy in the league. Philly's got their center on one leg. They're already down 0-2. Milwaukee's been a dumpster all year, and their best player's out. We don't even know if they're going to get out of the first round. Like, where's your threat? There is no threat
there
in the Eastern Conference.
Yeah.
If you can't get to the NBA Finals, I can't wait to see the panic there.
I hate to agree with the Joe and Southie take from angry Boston fan talking about like Joe Mazzulla needing to go, because everything you guys said about the roster is correct. However, what the hell is the head coach doing allowing a 1-for-9 shooter in Kristaps Porzingis to play at all in the fourth quarter? Yeah, he hit a bunch of threes. He was one of your leading scorers in game one, but that's how the playoffs go, right? You go with the hot hand, and if the hot hand isn't hot anymore, you sit his ass down. What the hell are you doing letting him take the ball at all in the fourth quarter? I'm like, guys, Sam Hauser would have been a better option for you than Kristaps. I firmly believe that he was just standing there taking up space. They only had 4 players in the fourth quarter instead of 5 on the court, really.
And there was a center on the floor last night, too, by the way, who had 21 points and 10 rebounds and was very efficient in 40 minutes. And it's a shame that we didn't have a chance to get him in the draft. It's a shame. 3 first-round picks. Couldn't bring that one on.
Would have loved Jaime Jaquez. Just want to throw that out again. Jaime Hive with a J.
Jaime Hive's a good player.
Yeah. I have nothing on Pelicans Thunder. The game sucked. I'll just add this one note.
Did you watch any of that game? Thank you.
No, I did.
You did? What the hell's the matter with you?
What the hell's the matter with you?
I only get the NBA playoffs once a year.
It's game two, first round, 1-8. Well. I watch the Edmonton hockey stuff, okay? Leave me alone. I watched sports yesterday. Leave me alone. I saw this from Brandon Goldner on Twitter, at GoldnerPDX. This is my only Pelicans Thunder note. CJ McCollum has shot above 50% in only one playoff series in his career, and it was when the Blazers got swept by the Pelicans.
That's the only one?
Only time.
Really?
Yeah.
I would have told you that series against Denver when he went off in game seven.
No,
he didn't in that series.
Only one time his whole career he shot above 50% from the field in the playoffs.
Well, I'll ask another non-rhetorical question. How bad was CJ last night?
They lost by like 30.
I know. I saw the final score.
I don't think I need to answer that.
Okay, I'm assuming.
Show you the final score. Just figure it out.
He was bad. He was bad again.
35 mil. What does he care?
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't. That's kind of always been my problem is he misses the game winner and he just trots back to the locker room, gets his nice suit on. I've got a wine company.
I'll never forget the overreaction takes that are so spot on that I agreed with when he sold his house and we realized that he didn't have a hoop in his home.
It still bothers me.
Like that rubbed me the wrong way.
Dame was getting traded and he's like, I still need a massive gym in West Lynn. It's like, okay, great.
Dude's an NBA player. During COVID, they didn't do anything for like months. He wasn't getting shots up. What are we doing?
He was Lucille Ball. He was just smashing grapes in a bin. All right, let's get out of this NBA nonsense.
Yeah,
okay?
Enough of that crap.
Enough of it. Something I heard yesterday, NFL draft related. I'll tell you what it was and how you feel about it. Next on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, NFL draft day is here. We've got updated our last mocks, the intel, how we're feeling. I want to talk about the back end of the draft.
Oh, let's do it.
Love the back end.
Love a good back end.
Don't ask me why. Don't you dare ask me why. I was listening to Sports Radio WIP in Philadelphia yesterday. And I was listening to their afternoon show because I'm always curious around draft day or draft time what some of these markets are talking about. And I heard something interesting. So they were talking about their draft perspective. I believe Philadelphia is sitting at somewhere like 21.
Sounds about right.
Somewhere close to that. And they were opening their show, our good friend Spike Eskin, with what they think the Eagles should do. And they have a guy on there, the young Sparky on that show. I think it's somebody that's sub 30 years old, but he's in Philly. He's grown up a Philly fan. So I got takes.
The hot take generation.
And it was an interesting one to listen to, just in the how you feel about it thought process. If you go back and look at the draft history of Howie Roseman, now they took Jalen Carter last year. That was a debatable pick.
They did.
Carter had that, you know, sketchy stuff happen before the draft, and he fell a little bit. They took him.
Yeah, the car racing incident.
He started out great, did not end the season well at all. He fell off. He was a non-MF factor for them.
Yeah.
And his take is, Howie Roseman better not be a coward. Go draft the best defensive player available. He believes Philadelphia doesn't need any help offensively. Now, Eskin and some of the listeners disagreed with that, said, hey, we just lost Jason Kelce, huge leader, valuable player, find a lineman if you need to. And his point was, Roseman is too much of a coward to draft defense because he never successfully drafts defense, so he's going to draft offense because he's too scared to draft defense.
Hmm.
And it was interesting. They went through the list of people he's drafted, and he kind of made a point, but what I found interesting was the rebuttal was, if somebody's really good at drafting something, don't you want them to keep drafting at that versus
right.
The other guy saying, well, he's too scared to draft the other side of the ball, but if you're not good, learn how to be good.
Learn how to get better drafting that side of the football.
And I got to be honest with you, Dirt, we don't have an NFL team. I'm incredibly jealous of every market that has an NFL team today.
Yes.
I don't know where I land on this side of the coin. I kind of agree with the theory of go with what you're good at, but I also do agree that if you're bad at something, get better at it.
Yeah, it's so funny because I feel like whether you're whether it's a, you know, evaluation problem, a scouting problem, or just sheer luck, like eventually you're going to stumble into a right pick. Even a bad GM can stumble into the right pick at, you know, somewhere in the draft, whether it's first, second, or third round. I pulled up their draft history just to look at defensive players the last couple of years. Some of these guys you're talking about, like fringe level DBs, and I'm like, I don't know if he's that good or not, or what the feeling is or take on him is. But you mentioned Carter. Nolan Smith was their other first round pick last year. And he was fine, but I don't think he jumped off the page. Jordan Davis has been good, but I think there's always concerns about his weight and how in shape is he late in the season. N'Kobe Dean, they took the other. They've just been drafting Georgia defensive players the last couple of years, which you would think wouldn't be a bad strategy there. The Eagles are fascinating to me because they're in a really interesting spot. They're 2 years ago, they were the up-and-coming, oh my God, here come the Eagles, look out. They almost won the Super Bowl. They would argue without a bad call, maybe they do win that Super Bowl. Then you fast forward to last year, they start 10-1, the season crumbles, their head coach is seemingly walking the plank, they're going to kick him off the ship, then they decide to keep him. I think you're having questions about where your franchise quarterback fits in the general conversation at that position. You're replacing one of the most beloved players in that locker room and one of the best centers in the entire NFL. And the biggest reason why I think they slipped late last year was their defense wasn't as good as it was the year before. So to this person's point, he hasn't been at a great track record the last couple of years drafting studs with an immediate impact.
Do you agree with the take, or do you agree with if your general, if
I don't agree with that take. I don't. I think
he's good at drafting offensive based players. Like there's scuttlebutt they might go receiver again, and it's like.
Well, I think a lot of that has to do with what's the plan with A.J. Brown. We talked about that with Instagram and him liking and changing his picture. Are you trading him? Is he on the move?
If you stay at 21, I wouldn't imagine you're trading A.J. Brown. If you move up then in draft a receiver, then I assume that maybe is in the works.
Could also move him for another pick, and then maybe they like one of those receivers that slips to the second round. We were just having a conversation yesterday off the air about Troy Franklin. Nobody's talking about Troy Franklin.
Oh, dude, he's falling like a stone.
Yeah. I don't know what the reason is for that. I don't know if his combine numbers weren't good enough.
His combine numbers weren't very good. There were people that talked about he had a little bit of the drop season, some of these workouts, and we'll see. He may end up in a great spot, but from where he was versus where he is today, it feels like there's 10 to 12 receivers ahead of him in some of these mocks.
I think a lot of it, too, has to do with there's a premium on that position and the top-end guys in this draft. I think you're going to see a run on them tonight, and then everybody's going to get their fill of wide receivers.
Oh, I think we're going to get 6 to 7 in the first round.
You very well could. And then all of a sudden, all these other positions are available. And so if you're a team that's like, yeah, we would like a wide receiver, but this defensive lineman fell to us because all these quarterbacks and receivers went, we got to take advantage and draft this guy. I think if you're in Philly's spot, you have to go best available. There's not one thing that they need. They need help offensively. Their offensive line wasn't as good last year. You're replacing Jason Kelce, and their defense crumbled in the back half of the season. And so there's not really a wrong answer. I don't buy into the theory that you're good drafting one side of the ball and bad. I think all of this is a massive roll of the dice, and it just takes one guy to change that narrative.
If you were to apply that logic to our core four sports team locally, it'd basically be us saying, just draft Reed Shepard out of Kentucky. He's a 6'3 guard. That's right in wheelhouse. Right in the wheelhouse.
We can draft guards. We can't draft anything else.
Not lately. Not lately.
Nothing else pans out for us.
I just thought it was an interesting take to run with, and it was a really good conversation, and it did make me think, if I had an NFL team, I think I'm siding with just trust the process, I guess, basically. Like, if they go defense, great. But like calling him a coward?
Yeah,
I don't think a general manager operates in being a coward.
Dude, that guy has led them to a Super Bowl championship with Nick Foles as his head coach, fired that head coach, brought in another head coach, and got to another Super Bowl. Like, they're one of the most stable, well-run organizations in the National Football League. They're going to be just fine. But I think Philly does highlight something else that's exciting tonight, and that is we're all focused on wide, you know, quarterbacks, where they go, all this great wide receiver play. How many big trades do we get? Niners and Ayuk, the Eagles and A.J. Brown. I don't know if something happens there. The Raiders and Davante Adams. I don't know how I feel about that, but there's all that scuttlebutt out there. Like,
depending on some of the mocks, I don't know if they're moving a wide receiver.
They might not. Maybe other picks.
They want to be drafted.
They could go get a quarterback, and they want him to pair with Davante Adams. But these other like lingering pieces that could end up having a massive impact tonight and then going into next season make it really fun.
The latest on where Bo potentially could end up, an update on Penix as well, the other local guys, Rome, Fuaga, Fontenot from Washington. We got a whole lot more. We got a lot of NFL draft coverage. We're back with more on the NFL draft. Dirt and Sprague on the Fan.
Oregon Ducks football is back.
Nobody gonna tackle me, Tez Johnson.
Join us Saturday, April 27th at 1 p.m. as the Ducks preview the 2024 Big Ten season with their spring football game. Brought to you on the Fan by Mods PDX. The future of building is here. The Ducks play here Saturday, April 27th at 1 o'clock on your home for Oregon Ducks football. 1080. The Fan.
Hey, it's Suk. And guys, for those of you with a full head of hair, congratulations. Studies show that one of the most attractive physical features is a full head of hair. It sucks to be me. Because you know what the least attractive? Well, hair loss. And some say that no amount of cars or houses or success can make up for balding, as it leaves the greatest lasting impression. But it doesn't have to be that way for a lot of you. For me, it's too late. But Advanced Hair has the quick one-day solution for a lot of your hair losses that can make you look 10 to 20 years younger. No more expensive pills or topicals, just your very own natural hair guaranteed to grow. Advanced Hair has improved tens of thousands of lives, and I sure wish they were around when I went bald decades ago. Did I mention with Advanced Hair, your own natural hair begins to grow the very next day? So for your free, no-hassle consultation, call 503-832-HAIR. And if you qualify, you get $250 and 250 free hair grafts. That's 503-832-HAIR or advancedhair.com.
Did you know the law requires insurance companies to pay you 100% of your auto claim in cash? At Lafes, we're here to help you do just that. It's your money. Thinking about cashing out a partial repair, or for many, a pre-loss repair? We're on your side. Remember, it's your money, but to settle your claim 100%, you'll need a professional. Insurers will not settle your claim correctly without a pro working for you. Custom services, deduct assist, loaners, pickup and delivery. Lafes, we're always on your side.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome back in. Dirt and Sprague with you. NFL Draft Day here on The Fan. We got a lot of great draft coverage. I'm sure Danny and Dusty are going to dive fully into it, 12 to 3. And then Nemec, our good friend, is going to be on with Isaac and Suk on primetime today. So we've got, and they'll give you obviously all the picks as they go on.
I think they're trying to play him live. I heard that yesterday. Trying to play him live.
That's usually what they do. That's their thing.
Yeah, Buck doesn't want to do it, though, because we don't have the ability to hook up the TV anymore to the board. Where you used to be able to just watch the TV and then pot up the board.
So how do they do it? Like?
He has to pull it off ESPN Radio.
Oh, okay.
Which makes it a little more challenging because then he has to listen to radio and then
he's got to hit a different button.
It's a different button.
That's tough.
It's multiple buttons.
That's tough.
A lot of
work for the producer, baby.
Well, Nimick's going to be on that show today. So keep it locked and loaded on the fan, as they say in the radio biz.
Nimmick is a draft nerd, and I say that in a very endearing way.
A nut.
He is a draft nut.
He's a nut. You can get me in the first two rounds, largely the first, but I'll dabble in the second. That dude is like, I think this is good value pick in the fourth and the fifth, and I'm like... I've never heard of that name.
He impressed me making so much money with his predictions. Like, because you can go bet basically any book, like on when certain players are taken. He hit like 4 out of 5 of his biggest like nuke bets. I was like, bro, he had like 2 parlays.
I got to text him today. What are the gambles? We need maybe call him, have him text him. Let's get the draft gambling nuggets for tonight.
Well, I do get the text from him. One of his biggest ones is value wise, is Neighbors. To be picked before Harrison Jr. and any other receiver, it's plus...
First wide receiver off the board, Malik Neighbors.
It's 4,000, and if you've read the noise lately this week, it feels like everybody's trying to say, and maybe again, smokescreen stuff...
Could be a smokescreen.
...that Neighbors is actually their favorite prospect, not Harrison Jr. I don't think I buy that, but man, if you take it at those odds...
It'd be wild.
And you put 50, 30, 40, that's 400... Like 400 to 1, that's great odds.
You mentioned the other day how Caleb Williams has been the easy number one pick for basically 2 years now. Like, we've all known that.
Jaden seems to be pretty locked in at 2 as
he
well
does
today.
I feel like we've done that at wide receiver, and that would be bananas.
It would be.
Like, Harrison has been the number one guy for 2 years now, and if he doesn't end up being the number one wide receiver drafted, that'd be wild.
We'll give you an update of where Bo Nix is projected to go. I think everybody would be pretty happy with this. Penix Jr. is starting to go up some of the mocks as well. So we'll get into some of the local guys. Fontenot.
Well said.
I've said his name 9 different ways.
Well done.
Obviously a great player at Washington.
Well done.
He's going to be one of the linemen from the Pac-12 in the Northwest taken in the first round.
Yes.
Fuaga, the other one. We'll see where he goes. Interesting note Dirt gave me today that he would be, what did you say? He'd be the first Oregon State player in the top 10.
Since Terry Baker.
Wow.
Which it's.
Go Beavs.
When you hear it, it's not that surprising, but I would have guessed somebody along the way. Steven Jackson, I know Cooks was back end of the first round.
They've had some good offensive linemen.
Good offensive
linemen.
Like
Sayamalu came in, everybody thought he would end up being kind of one of those type of prospects.
Who was the D lineman that broke the record at the combine? He was a first round pick.
Steven Paya.
Yeah, he was a first round pick. I know not top 10, but I just...
God, I was so wrong on that one, too.
Yeah.
I thought that dude was going to be great.
We all have our bad draft takes.
Turns out the length of your arms at that position does help.
It matters greatly.
He was short armed.
It also helps you bench press and set a record when your arms aren't as long because you don't have to push it up quite as far.
Yeah.
I don't think Fuaga is going to be a top 10 pick, but he'll be probably top 15, if not at least top 20.
He's hovering in that area.
Deservingly. Yeah. So the latest mock I saw actually had, I think, the Eagles taking him at 16th overall in a trade where they move up and trade with Seattle.
The crazy thing about all those mocks is you see him at 10, 16, you see it at 8, and you're like, what am I supposed to believe here?
I mean, there's nothing to believe. That's why I love today's show, but I also hate today's show.
No, I love it. Because what do you hate? What do you hate about it? We're wrong? Or
no, it's not a wrong thing.
Right?
It's just more of I'm so tired of the flooding of the airwaves with bad information. And all these mocks and all these reports and all this speculation. Nobody knows what the hell's going to happen tonight. Like, Nimmick, you take a flyer value bet on Neighbors going higher. Like, all right, that's fine. But there's not a concrete thing that's going to happen. I read a mock in a piece.
Well, the odds say it's not, actually.
The odds say it's not going to happen. Yeah. But Rossini had a piece yesterday that said Michael Penix could go as early as the 6th overall pick to the New York Giants. That's a thing now. It's like, okay, well, I thought he was going to be a second-round pick. Now he's the 6th overall pick. I don't know what to believe anymore. I just want to sit down and watch a draft and then react to it tomorrow.
But it's fun to react to the unknown and then watch it and react to what actually happens. That's what I like about it. It's fun. Like today, every year. By the way, this is going to generate maybe 13 to 17 million viewers.
Big number.
So anyone poo-pooing this... Not reading the room. It is.
Is there anybody that poo-poos the NFL draft?
Of non.
The NFL draft.
He's not poo-pooing the draft. He's poo-pooing the 17 mock drafts that we had starting on December 20th of what the picks were going to be today. I think we're all a little sick of that.
God.
Well, but here's. But the,
just to get clicks.
Yeah, I don't think he's accusing me of poo-pooing. I think we're all confused right now. I'm not poo-pooing the draft. I poo-poo the amount of noise. I love the NFL draft.
I'm saying the general idea of poo-pooing the first round of the NFL draft is kind of nonsense. If you took NFL and college football games out, is this the third, the fourth highest rated sporting event of the year? Because the Olympics probably are going to beat it.
Yeah.
There'll be something in the Olympics that everybody watches. And again, it's like 25 million viewers or something. But outside of that, what event is beating the NFL draft?
In a non-Olympic year and a non-Caitlin Clark Final Four,
I think it could nothing. Be. It could beat Caitlin Clark. It wouldn't shock me if it did.
What was the number she got in that Final Four game?
18,
or national championship?
18 to 20?
About 18.
I want to say.
So you're probably somewhere in that ballpark tonight.
So I just,
which is insane because it's just reading off names and you don't need to watch it live.
Well, and Schultz's to Schultz's point, like how many mocks we do. I hear you. I get it.
Oh, I'm excited about today.
Well, they're clearly getting written because everybody's clicking them.
Yeah, we're all clicking it.
And then we're all going to watch on I don't understand the poo-pooing of the situation. It's a massive sporting event, and it's the number one sport in America by a galaxy. This is how you build successful franchises.
Yes, it is.
And I once was a poo-pooer of this, and I've become obsessed with the first couple rounds now. So I hear you. I get it. Today, Kevin Costner usually trends, and I read a story that what's the guy? We were just talking about him the other day in Horrible Bosses, the actor. The bad boss.
Oh, Colin Farrell?
Colin Farrell, thank you. Colin Farrell said that he doesn't remember filming a single second or promoting the movie Miami Vice because he was going through an addiction and he had to go to rehab after Miami Vice came out. He goes, I don't remember anything about that movie. Not a line, not a scene, not where I was, nothing.
Sounds like me in college.
Which is crazy. I think that's partially the nickname. I wonder if Kevin Costner wonders when somebody goes, you're trending again today. Why do I always trend right now? Does he remember that he did draft day? He is like 80 years old almost.
He is 80 years old.
He's getting up there.
I don't know. He doesn't strike me as a substance abuse guy.
No, I'm not saying he is. He's done so many things. Yellowstone's blown up, and now it's being rewatched by everybody.
He's coming out. Have you heard about his new movies that he's making?
No.
He's doing like a whole Western trilogy movie thing that he is personally financing. If they flop, he is bankrupt.
Well,
because he couldn't
find his divorce is kind of I think
well, sure, that's
him
part
into...
of it. But he's trying to do this like 3-part Western saga of like settling and Indians and the whole Native Americans, the whole thing. He's trying to tackle the whole thing in like a trilogy, and he couldn't get his studio to bankroll it, and so he's like put his house up. He is financing the entire thing on his own.
Wait, he's doing it, but he's not going to be John Dutton.
No, he's not. I mean, we're going.
Oh God,
no, he's not.
He'll get the Yellowstone carryover. I think people will support it.
No.
He's not playing the same character. Well, they have this Yellowstone.
But he is. But to Schultz's point, he is.
I mean, but it's
No,
it's not,
he is.
He is. Just
come on,
a century earlier.
That's fine.
Make it
a relative. The way that Marty McFly would see his relative in the
Old
West. They
already did that with Yellowstone. They have those shows. Harrison Ford is his relative. And Tim McGraw is his relative.
Still coming out with another one, actually.
Are they really?
1945.
Oh, 1945.
Yeah.
There you go.
Shows you how much I've watched that show.
I'm a big Yellowstone guy. We did that on leave. I watched every episode of that thing in like 2 weeks.
Wow.
We're just hanging out. We couldn't do anything. We weren't moving. Baby's sleeping and waking, feeding.
Happy Kevin Costner Day to the Cleveland Browns and Kevin Costner for draft day.
Are the Browns going to do something stupid? Likely tonight. They will screw it up.
Well, I want to talk about that as well. I think there's organizations that reputations are changing. But we'll start the second hour. Will Birchfield will hopefully join us live from Detroit. What it's been like to host the draft, and also the Lions signed our boy Penei Sewell to a monster contract yesterday. St. Brown got a massive deal as well. I think John Lynch saw that and went, damn it, Ayuk's going to get $30 million.
Now I got to trade him.
I don't know if you need to, but loaded second hour. Where's Bo Nix going to go? Next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better.
because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.